Hello everyone and welcome to the Dollars and Cents podcast with your host Simal Mo. In this episode I'm going to talk about what to do if you're really broke. I mean, I'm talking about extreme cases of being broke, like you don't have a roof over your head, or maybe you're living with a relative, you don't have an income. Okay, if you don't have any income right now, the best way that I think, in my own opinion, is to look for a job. Look for a job. Don't try to start a side hustle or whatever. Look for a job. You need income immediately. Look for a job. The second best thing is to look for things to sell. Okay, so if you have an excess of clothes, open your wardrobe, look at your clothes, look at whatever you have. You have an extra laptop, you have whatever it is that you have that you think you can sell. Start selling it. Post it on Facebook groups, post it on Facebook, on eBay. Look for things to sell to bring in some extra cash, but look for a job first. Apply. Now, it's not going to be easy. If you haven't graduated from college or whatnot, apply for any job. Any job, a little bit of something is better than a whole lot of nothing. So apply to any job, any sales job or anything. Maybe go work at McDonald's or whatever job that you want to go work at. Just work first. Get some income. So that is the first thing. Work. Get a job. Second thing that I would recommend, or I think that you should do if you're really broke, is after you get a good secure job, start a side hustle. Anything. You go online, you see thousands of ways to make money online, offline. You could do affiliate marketing or sell on Amazon or eBay, or you could start your own YouTube channel, or you could do anything. Start something, do something, anything. There's like a lot of things that you can do to bring in extra income. Work on your job, work on your side hustle. But also work hard on your side hustle so that the income on your side hustle matches your job. Now, once the income on your side hustle is greater than your job, then you can leave your job. If it's less than your job, don't leave your job. Once it exceeds the income of your job more than 10%, and it can be sustained for a year, at least a year, then you can leave your job and rely on your side hustle. The third thing is to start investing. Right? Take your money. You can do dollar cost averaging. That means that every single year or every single month, or every single week, depending on yourself, how much money you want to put aside every week or every month or every year, you put it into an index fund. Just put it into an index fund. You can go open a brokerage account with Vanguard or Fidelity and buy an index, buy into the market. Okay? Because over time, the return in the market is over cash. Cash meaning short-term bills, right? Treasury bills. I mean, this is finance, this is a bit advanced. But over time, it is very reliable. And over time, the return in the markets far exceeds the return of cash. So cash, what is cash? When you go and you buy a treasury bill, short-term treasury bill, right? Or when you save your money in the bank, that's regarded as cash. You earn a little bit of interest on that. But if you save it in the stock market, if you save your money in the stock market, it will interest on that. The return on that, or interest on that, far exceeds the return on cash over time. So that's my basic recommendation, right? If you're broke, do that. And this is going to be a very short episode. I just want to say that. And I wish you all the best in life, and I hope you all have a very great day.